Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, this week is going to be special. I hope it's going to be special at your house. We are celebrating Thanksgiving, and therefore this week we're going to be doing, God willing, five programs focused on the subject of Thanksgiving. Don't tune out. Believe me, I'm not going to be doing all the talking. I'm going to be interviewing a number of folks from our community here at Ware's Valley Ranch. We see lots of reason to give thanks to God. We're going to be talking with children, talking with staff members, talking with folks who've been through all kinds of circumstances and who in the midst of it all have learned to give thanks to God. God doesn't just recommend it. God commands it. And to some people, that may seem very overbearing. How can God command me to give thanks? Well, first of all, because we have a lot to be thankful for. Whatever you're going through, there's a lot to be thankful for. We're going to explore that this week, and I hope that you will listen and that you'll encourage others to listen. And if you miss one of the shows, I hope you'll tune in and see what you missed. You don't want to miss hearing from the children, and you don't want to miss hearing from the staff. And I hope in the midst of it all, you'll clearly hear from the Lord. He loves you, and He wants you to know it. I am so glad to have in the studio with me this evening two wonderful folks who've been at the ranch for a while. Dave and Lori Hicks are house parents at Christopher House, which is the first of the houses built here at the ranch. And they have been with us how long now, Dave?
Well, we're right at our four-year anniversary.
4 years ago, you came. You are survivors, and you still have a smile.
Absolutely.
Lori, tell us a little bit of your background as far as where you grew up and how you ended up here. I know marrying Dave was a significant part of that.
Yes, I actually grew up as an Army brat. My dad was in the military for 20-plus years. I wanted to say maybe 26 years. Retired as lieutenant colonel. So I grew up all over the nation, lived in Germany for a little while. Yeah, and then met Dave at Charleston Southern University, which was then Baptist College.
Yep. And you guys have been married now how long?
Next year will be 30 years, so yes. 29 right now.
Yes. Tremendous. And still in love.
Absolutely.
The reason I mention that is because I not only think that's a good thing, but it's actually a requirement for people who are going to be house parents here.
Right.
Because we don't need for the kids at the ranch to be seeing an example of a couple that doesn't love each other. We want them to see what a Christian marriage looks like. And that's why we don't just hire individuals, we hire couples. And the couple has to love Jesus and love each other and then be called by God to love the kids.
Right. Yeah.
So we are very glad God brought you here. Now, tell me a little bit about you. Before you came here, what were you doing, Dave?
Well, we were living in Harrisburg, North Carolina, where I was a pastor. Had served there for about 8 years prior to that. Did some mission work and also worked as a youth pastor in that same area. So we've been doing ministry for quite a long time together. And as all our friends were getting ready to maybe start settling down and going a different direction, we decided we would get back into working with young people.
Well, we're very grateful that you did. You've been doing a wonderful job, and we're thankful. At this time of year, we're encouraging folks in these broadcasts to think about what they're thankful for, and that's important because we're commanded to give thanks in all circumstances. But I want you to reflect for a moment, and each of you take a moment to share this. Think of a time in your own life when giving thanks didn't come naturally. It was still something God commands. But there are times when it's easy. You know, the sun's shining, the autumn colors are beautiful, the weather feels just about right, and you're in pretty good health, and so forth. That's easy to give thanks then. But tell a little bit about sometime when you had to choose to give thanks out of obedience. Lori?
Well, actually, one of the times that have come to mind happened recently. Last week, some dear friends of mine actually went to divorce court, believing couple, and I think they'd been married 20-plus years, close to us, and it's just sad. It's a sad time. It's a difficult time to watch that happen, and, you know, you're thankful that you know them, but saddened.
Absolutely.
That is happening to them.
Yeah, so kind of like watching a car wreck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very, very, very hard. But in the midst of it, you can give thanks for the Lord's kindness to you and His mercy and the fact that you're in a good marriage.
Definitely. And brings all that to light, for sure.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. Did you go ahead and give thanks anyway?
Well, I gave thanks for the fact that my friend was still willing to reach out to friends in her time of need. Mm-hmm. We had opportunity to pray together before she went to court.
Yeah.
I've spoken since then.
Yeah.
And she's still clinging tightly to the Lord and His promises and His love for her amidst this heartbreaking moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. David, what about you?
Well, one of the things that came to mind right when we started talking about this was there's two things when you start realizing you're an adult and your parents are obviously getting up in age. Mm-hmm. One is that you're very thankful that, like so many families, Laurie and I had both our parents with us for a lot longer. We didn't lose a parent early. Mm-hmm. So we were thankful for that. But also in that comes that moment of watching your aged parents age.
Yeah.
And watching them deteriorate and that change of life where you're not ever going to go see your dad and ask for his advice anymore because you're just trying to make sure that he gets from point A to point B without falling or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that moment of realizing that I'm thankful that I've had my parents as long as I have, but then that's very traumatic sometimes too. In the moment of realizing, oh my goodness, now I'm helping take care of them. But then again, trying to be thankful for that because we do have another minute. We have time to say goodbye and to have those moments that some people don't get because it happens too quickly.
Yeah.
But then again, for those people who might be listening, there's a thankfulness there that they didn't have to watch along illness.
Yes.
You know, so it's both, you know, it's heartbreaking and rejoicing at the same time.
Yes. Now, tell me something that you are feeling very grateful for right now, very thankful. I could think of a few things for your life, but go ahead and tell us.
Well, you don't want to just answer what I used to call the Sunday school answers, you know, family and my faith and all that. But that is so true that is what I'm daily thankful for, these things that continue to just, when maybe other things get dark, I can always go back to that. But just this past weekend, able to spend a few minutes and hours with my son, who's off at college, who came back this weekend. So that was a lot of fun. And also looking forward to some more family time coming up. So yeah, I just, I'm very thankful for that. But also on another note, I'm just very thankful for the opportunity that God has given us to continue to serve Him.
Praise God.
You know, I can't imagine hitting a moment of retiring and throwing out a fishing pole.
Yes.
I'd much rather, if I'm going to throw out a fishing pole, I'd rather be with the kids here.
Yes. All right. Very good. Very good. Lori, what about you? What's something you're especially thankful for right now?
At this time in my life, the Lord has been so kind to me. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful for my relationship with Jesus.
Praise God.
He has been very tender, very attentive, and has been teaching me in specific ways, primarily about His love and our call to love others.
Yes.
And I know it seems funny after being a believer for so long to just be really digging into that in a deep and sincere way, but that's where He's been taking me, and it has been life-changing for me.
Praise God.
It's been quite encouraging to recognize that when I wake up every day, I have another opportunity, just to love him, and more importantly, to love others mm-hmm. through him. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so much more less about me.
Praise the Lord. That's great. Is there a particular scripture that you're really holding to at this time?
Yeah. It says if we love because he first loved us, in
Amen.
1 John. And I recognize that I can't do any of that without him.
Amen.
And so I've really been, Dave and I have been looking at a lot of verses lately just about love, mm-hmm. what that really means. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we don't know yeah. what it means to love people. It doesn't always mean I just let you do whatever you want to do.
Right.
That sometimes it requires me having to get involved, especially as a believer in Christ, to say, you know, this may be an area that you're kind of missing it,
yep.
but doing it in love.
Yes.
Not doing it in a stance that I am any better than you or whatnot, but just doing it in a way to really love people.
Good.
So that's been where we've been focusing mm-hmm. lately.
Great. Any other scripture, Dave, that you're especially holding to?
Going along with that, I've been trying to keep him the forefront of my mind, the Romans 13:8 verse. Mm-hmm. This says, I owe no man anything, or I have no debt to any man except to love.
Amen.
And those moments when you get a little impatient or you get a little tired or whatever it may be going on that's distracting you, if you just remember that my debt is that I owe everyone love, mm-hmm. but mainly because he first loved me.
Amen.
And I can never repay him, so I'm just repaying him by loving others.
That's great. And of course, 1 Corinthians 13 gives us a wonderful, detailed description mm-hmm. yes. of what love really looks like. And it is always a reminder to me that I've got room to grow because some of those areas is like, yeah, I'm okay on that. Yeah, I'm okay. Oh,
yes. Not so much.
Yes.
Yeah, I need some work in that department. All right, Lord, please be gentle. But God knows what he's doing, and he's mm-hmm. making us like him.
That's
and
right.
one day, because of his love, it says we're going to be like him, and we'll see him just as he is.
Absolutely.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, folks, for coming into the studio, and thank you for the great work you're doing here at the ranch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
I have another lovely member of our staff in the studio with me right now. Grace Rugsager has been with the ranch since when originally?
I came to the ranch in 2011 after I graduated from college.
And you were here for?
About 4.5 years.
And then you left us.
I did. Yes, sir.
But it was for good. I mean, it was a good thing.
Absolutely. Yes.
You went and got more training.
I did. In biblical counseling.
Yes. And now you are nearing completion of a master's mm-hmm. degree in biblical counseling.
Praise God, yes.
Tell me just for our listeners' benefit, what is the idea of biblical counseling mm-hmm. as opposed to secular psychology?
It's a great question and an important one. Biblical counseling would have the view that people, who we are, how we were created, what our purpose is, all of that can be understood from Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a worldview of how do we understand who God is, who man is, what in the world is going on in the world in a true and accurate way
mm-hmm.
Based on the sufficiency and authority of God's Word.
So we know that Freud existed.
Absolutely.
But we don't think he really had a very accurate assessment of what was going on with people.
Agreed. Yes, sir.
He had some insights.
Insight, good observations, perhaps. But as far as it comes to understanding the why behind what he was observing, because he wasn't relying on Scripture, he couldn't know the true diagnosis.
And the true solution.
Absolutely.
Because ultimately, it is God who saves, it is mm-hmm. God who heals, and it is God who gives us instructions about how we need to live.
Amen.
So I'm very grateful that, Grace, you're pursuing mm-hmm. that biblical counseling master's degree. Mm-hmm. And you came back to the ranch when?
I came back in January of 2017.
And it seems to me that I called you when you were right at a crossroads and had just made a decision, and I called and said, Grace, please come. And you prayed about it, and you talked with some mm-hmm. godly counselors up where you were, mm-hmm. and you were encouraged to come back.
I was.
Do you think you did the right thing?
I do believe I did the right thing.
I believe you did,
too.
I'm so
thankful.
Well, we're very glad you've been here now for all these mm-hmm. years. Grace is one of the loveliest Christian ladies mm-hmm. you could ever meet, and we're so glad to have her mentoring mm-hmm. Not only the girls who live in our program, but our female mentors as well.
Praise God.
Now, one of the most difficult situations mm-hmm. that you have been through mm-hmm. and still had to give thanks mm-hmm. anyway, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's funny, as I was pondering that question, it actually, I think, was the season that I left the ranch and was home in Indiana working on more of my master's degree. I knew that the Lord had led me to the decision to leave the ranch to pursue more education, but I really struggled mm-hmm. after I left. It did not feel like I thought it would feel like. I felt purposeless. I felt a little bit lost and adrift. I really missed the community that God had given me at the ranch and the fellowship, the biblical accountability, the setting here. And I felt confident that the Lord had led me home, but just was grieving what I had lost. And even the most unnerving to me was something happened that I said wouldn't happen, and that was that I began to doubt God's goodness. Mm. And that really struck a blow at my spiritual pride and revealed ways that that I had made my role at the ranch itself, even my own faith an idol. Mm. And I felt very discouraged in that season. And I think that was probably one of the most challenging seasons of my life, to continue to give thanks in the face of circumstances mm-hmm. that I didn't want, mm-hmm. In the face of the Lord revealing a lot of sin in my own heart. Mm-hmm. That was very good in the long run,
yes.
but hard to walk through.
Yeah. Well, when we don't feel mm-hmm. the way we want to feel, and it seems as if God is not good. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the truth of Scripture and it doesn't line up with our feelings, we have to decide which we're going to trust, don't we?
Absolutely.
And when we trust in God and in His Word, those feelings turn out not to be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for people to realize that even when you really love the Lord and you mm-hmm. want to do His will, you may go through the dark night of the soul. You may
Absolutely.
Go through a very deep valley. And mm-hmm. in the midst of that, God is still good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a constant mm-hmm. nature about God. He doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And mm-hmm. when we latch hold of that, mm-hmm. cling to that, then we know whatever we're going through, these feelings are temporary, and my perspective is not the ultimate reality.
Definitely.
The way things seem to me is not how it truly is. And so God's mm-hmm. Word tells us how it truly is, and when we
Amen.
Hold on to that, then there's joy. Then there's peace that passes understanding. And I'm just so grateful God brought you through that. He didn't
Amen.
Leave you in it, did He?
No, sir. And He met me in it with His grace and love, which He had been meeting me with His grace and love my entire life. But for me to experience Him in a place where I felt like I did not deserve it
mm-hmm.
and in a place where I was finally realizing I don't deserve this,
yes.
then knowing His grace and love just became so much sweeter.
Yeah, praise God. Well, I'm so thankful that you also are able to share that mm-hmm. with folks who are going through that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids that we work with here are coming from circumstances that can really make it mm-hmm. seem like God is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very understandable that many of them would come here filled with not just doubt, but unbelief
mm-hmm.
and struggling to find their way out of that. And if you had never experienced that, it would be a lot tougher for you to minister to them.
Absolutely.
But because you've been there, you don't just say to them, snap out of it.
No.
You're able to continue to graciously, patiently listen
mm-hmm.
and point them to the one who does mm-hmm. not change.
Mm-hmm. Because I think for me, one of the most frustrating things about that season was I couldn't snap myself out of it.
Right.
And that was another blessing of the season, was God drawing me to realize more of my dependence on Him for all things.
Amen. Amen. Now, do folks who use biblical counseling believe that some individuals have issues that can actually be helped with medication?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know the answer to that. I wanted to be sure that our listeners
yes.
would know the answer to that. Because mm-hmm. there are some people, including some who would call themselves mm-hmm. biblical counselors and so forth, who just kind of deny the physical mm-hmm. aspect that is very real. We are not just spiritual beings. We have bodies, too.
That's right.
And, it says that Jesus, having fasted, mm-hmm. was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not a failure on His part. It didn't make no. him unspiritual. It's okay if your body mm-hmm. has a need for something that is not ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
It is a recognition of how we're made. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I have friends with diabetes,
mm-hmm.
and they do a whole lot better if they watch their diet and if they have insulin available, those who are insulin dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And people who can benefit, not everybody mm-hmm. can, pills don't fix everything, but people who can benefit from taking medications like an antidepressant,
mm-hmm.
I believe ought to do so. And if you're listening out there and you're struggling, I'd encourage you to see a godly mm-hmm. professional who can listen to what's going on and run some tests and maybe have you try something that might help you get out of that pit that you're in, because the Lord can certainly meet you in the pit,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean you have to stay there the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are people out there who are struggling with, do I even want to go on living? And I just want to appeal to you, if you're struggling with that, folks, mm-hmm. you don't have to struggle alone. Mm-hmm. Jesus was tempted in all points just as we are, yet without sin.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not guilty of sin for mm-hmm. having thoughts that are not biblical.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to get your thinking shaped by the Word of God. And I hope that if you're struggling, mm-hmm. you'll feel free to contact us and say, where can I look for help? Mm-hmm. We'd be glad to talk with you. Now, Grace, tell us something you are thankful for mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so many things. I'm thankful. I can honestly say I'm thankful for that season.
Praise God.
That I went through. Very thankful to be back at Wears Valley Ranch. So thankful for my church community. Thankful for my family. Thankful too for the Lord's just ongoing guidance and grace and pursuing love in my life.
Praise God. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for your faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
In this place, God's called you to. We are glad you're here. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.